Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yes, you heard that right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So, the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accepted at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask.
Good morning, everybody. You're listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey got a radio show. This one today, I want to share with you is for all of us. And here it is. There is a solution to all of your problems and situations. If you don't know what your next move is, that's a good one. I don't care what it is. If the relationship you're in is all wrong and you don't know how to get out of it, it doesn't matter. There's a solution to all your problems and situations. That solution to all your problems, that way to make all your dreams come true, the way around a lot of this and the weakness that you feel at times is prayer. Prayer, a connection with your Creator. Could that be the thing that's missing in your life? I'm just asking. Because whenever I get a little bit off track, all I got to do is think just a moment. Steve, have you been praying, man? Have you been connecting with your Creator? I know you're busy, man. I know you're busy. And I know at the end of the day, you're done. And sometimes crawling into bed is all you can manage to do. I've said this. It happened to me last night. Again, I did all of this. But when I look and when I see things not moving, or I don't feel like things are going in the right direction, or I have a sense of being stagnant, all I got to do is retrace it. Because I'm working. There's no doubt about that I'm working. But am I staying connected? Am I using that weapon that's available to all of us? Am I praying? And the answer is usually no. And so I know, okay, man, I'm getting off track here. Because, see, let me tell you something, man. The reason I constantly talk to God is because life constantly changes. People who said they was going to do something for you one day have changed their mind the next. Somebody you thought was going to show up that day, called in late, had an accident, and couldn't make it. That changes the parameters of everything. The meeting you had set up that had to be canceled because somebody was ill, that changes the parameters, the time frame of everything, because it's all connected. So if I don't stay in constant prayer and stay connected to the Creator, when these things happen, I've not put in my bid. I've not talked to him about how to handle it. Or I'm just not aware of it and what to do next. And the next thing you know, it becomes a little stagnant. That has happened to me. I got to get back. Because prayer is the solution to all of my problems and situations. I have found that to be the case. Now, the only reason I'm telling it to you is because I know if you anything like me / human being, then there are times that you feel anxious. There's moments of desperation. You have moments of uncertainty. There are times when you feel like you've lost your way, or your purpose is a little blurred. You're not sure anymore. Or you don't know what your next move is, or the relationship you in, or the relationships you dabbling in, they just all wrong for you. Man, there is a solution to all your problems and situations, and it's prayer. If you're suffering from any of the things I just listed or any other thing you could think of, just check your prayer. What has your prayer been lately about it? And this is for everybody. I often find when I get that disconnection, man, my prayer done slipped off. I start feeling a little bit less, so I got to jump back on it. I'm just offering you a solution to it, man. And I'm giving you a solution that works 1,000% for sure. See, I ain't guessing at this one. I'm telling you what has happened in my life, how I did it, and it'll do for you. God is filled with mercy and grace. He knows we all messed up. He knows all of us have done some jacked up things that don't nobody know about. He know all about our past, man. He know all of that. But he is so full of grace and mercy, so full of 55th chances. But you know the thing about your life, though, and the thing I had to come to terms with, And the reason I don't let my past bury me, the reason I don't let my past define me, is because my past, I found out, were just the ingredients needed for me to make this cake I'm eating now. My past is just my ingredients. See, you don't get rid of your past. They ain't going nowhere. They are the ingredients. But when you put them with something else, they look better. They taste better. It is better. All of our past are just the ingredients that have become the cake we eating now. Now, if you don't like the way your cake tastes, then you got to start putting some other ingredients in there. Just because you started off and your cake was messed up don't mean you can't straighten out the flavor of your cake. You got to put some different ingredients in there. So let's say your cake is trifling tasted. It's bitter. Your cake is bitter. Well, you got to dilute the bitterness. You got to put some more goodness in there. So you got to put some goodness ingredients to take away the taste of the bitterness. So you got to put some different ingredients in there. You got to start living your life a little more kindly, a little more thoughtful, a little more sharing, a little more caring. And then after a while, man, those new ingredients combined with that bitter, it starts overshadowing the bitter taste because the bitter taste is further behind you now. See, something that happened to you 12, 15, 30, 25, 16 years ago ain't got to be the flavor that's in your mouth now unless you let it be. It's the ingredients, man. If you're sick of the way your cake tastes, then change your ingredients. Put something else in your cake mix so you can get a better taste. If you don't like the way your life tastes, pray. I've been hearing my mama say it for years. Boy, prayer changes things. My mama used to say it to me all the time. I say it to my TV audiences when they come see me on the talk show. Before I walk off stage, I tell them these words my mother said. I said, my mother used to always tell me this, and it's bailed me out, and it might do the same thing for you. I said, whenever I get in trouble, I hear her words. She said, son, don't forget to pray. Don't be ashamed to pray. And don't be too proud to pray, because prayer changes things. And you better believe something, it 100% sure do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts.
Ladies and gentlemen, what you want me to say? I say it every day. Are you listening? Do you hear me? Can you feel me? Today is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. If you don't know what that means, it's almost self-explanatory. Only God can make a day. Now, He'd have made this one. And you here for it. That means you ought to rejoice and be glad in the fact that you in this day. Because you don't have to be here. Because two things you don't have control over. The day and you being here. Them two things out of your control. And the fact that you get to be here and in it, that's why you ought to be glad. That's all I'm going to say. Leave it at that. Steve Harvey Morning Show, Shirley Strawberry, Carla Pharrell, Mississippi Monica. Put your hand down off the Zoom, Monica. Junior and the legend that is Nephew Tommy. I don't feel like being aggravated today. I just don't.
You've been aggravated all week.
All week,
though.
You know what?
That's not true.
There's always something wrong with Steve.
When you don't come to work, don't nobody say nothing to you. When you got to catch one of them expedition flights you done booked online for $35, don't nobody say nothing
about
that.
There we go. Here it comes.
Junior sitting up in here wearing all these baseball hats and headbands and stuff trying to throw us off.
What? Wait a minute.
Monica, come on, go down the line. Talk about your whole crew, man. Now, we got to respond to that. Shirley sitting over here with her eyes like they small. Everybody's scared of Carla, so now what?
Nobody's scared of me.
Y'all ain't scared of me. Don't put that out there.
See that right there? See that tone?
That's that tone. That's that label for black women. Don't put that out there like that.
I was just talking about one. It was two others I skipped over on this one.
What's on your mind today? Nah. Ooh. See, he can't take it.
He don't want to have a conversation today.
This is my show opening. I didn't ask y'all nothing on this hill. I asked Junior something. Now he out of town. I don't want y'all laughing.
I'm serious about this, though. I'm having a moment. I really don't want to be
a crisis.
I don't want to be unattractive no more. I don't want to be unattractive no more.
Hold on. Let me stop right here and say you're out of time. You can stop not wanting that. It's here. it's locked in. You doomed, dog. Dog, you damn near 50.
Encourage him. See, that's your.
I can promise you, you ain't finna get cuter at this point.
You promise,
Steve. You have to encourage him.
The fact that you think you're unattractive, though, you've accepted that. That's what bothers me.
Yeah, and the why you ain't it, is bothering us. Yeah. See, Junior, your last chance at being attractive was around 12. If you didn't make that flip at 12.
It's Friday. You see what kind of show this is going to be.
An ugly one.
Bring it. Coming up at 32 minutes after the hour, the ignorance continues. We'll hear from the nephew with Run That Prank Back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now to Run That Prank Back with the nephew.
This right here is Black Gospel Quiz. Okay, Black Gospel Quiz. Let's go, cat dog, if you would.
This is Grant.
Hi, Grant. Grant Stevens, right?
Yes.
Hey, Grant, this is Brother Lewis Finley. I'm calling from Mount Sinai Missionary Baptist Church. You and your wife just joined a couple weeks ago, am I right?
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So now, listen, I wanted to reach out to you. I know you guys have started the orientation, and from my understanding, you finished one class of the orientation. You got three more to go. Is that right?
Yes.
All right. So first of all, I want to say welcome to Mount Sinai, and I hope you are enjoying yourself. I know that you and your wife are a mixed couple. You're Caucasian, and she's black. Are you liking the church so far, Grant?
Absolutely. We really are enjoying it. We completed our first orientation, and so far we're really enjoying it.
Okay. Did I catch you at a bad time?
I am at work right now, but it's okay. I've got a couple minutes.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to call you, man. I was worried. I know you, because I don't think you know this, but you are the first Caucasian to join our church. And I just want to make sure you kind of knew the language and just kind of knowing what the black church is all about. And there's certain sayings and different things I think you should know so that, I just don't want you to say the wrong thing while you at the church. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Okay, so what I wanted to do, like, I wanted to give you a little black church quiz. So you can kind of, maybe if you could, it'll let me know where you are you know, if you want a lower level or a high level as far as being knowledgeable about the black church. Like, fill this blank in for me, Grant, if you don't mind. I just want to take a little bit of your time, and I'll let you get back to work. But first of all, give a blank to God.
Give a...
What would go in that blank right there? First of all, give a blank to God.
Yeah, all I can think of off the top of my head is give thanks to God.
No, see, that's wrong. See, that's wrong. See, what it is, first of all, give a honor to God. All right, remember that. Oh. First of all, give an honor to God. You got that?
Okay, yes.
Okay, first of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life. What goes in the blank? First of all, give an honor to God, who is the blank of my life.
The love of my life.
No. See, that's wrong. First of all, give an honor to God, who is the head of my life.
Are you sure?
I'm sorry?
Okay. Are you sure? Are you sure about that?
Oh, I'm definitely sure about mine. Don't. What I don't want you to do is question what I know. I'm from the black church. I know. You
okay,
don't,
no, no.
You
I wasn't.
Don't
I wasn't questioning you, sir. I wasn't questioning. I'm sorry. I've just always heard it that way. But
okay. So I'm trying to give you the understanding of knowing what the black church is about. You understand?
I understand. Yes. I appreciate you. I apologize, sir.
Okay. Now.
Look, I don't know these answers, obviously, but I've got a meeting I got to get to here in a minute. Like, I'm curious, does everyone in the church get these phone calls?
Well, wait a minute, Grant. I know you have a meeting, but what's more important, your meeting or knowing your position at the black church? What's more important?
I really don't have time for this right now. I can't believe this is actually happening. Like, does your pastor even know that you're calling me right now?
Well, no, I took the liberty of myself when I realized you was Caucasian that I would call and try to help you so you would know what to do when you're in the black church when people are saying certain things. Okay. Grant, if you don't mind, just do this for me, Grant. Like, do you know what hooping is?
Hooping? Like hula hooping?
No. Hooping is when the pastor is at the end of his sermon. So listen to this. Good God Almighty. Do that for me if you would, Grant.
Oh, Lord. Oh, God Almighty.
No. One more. Let's just keep, come on. You with me now. Oh, Lord. Good God Almighty. Try it again, Grant.
I can't believe I'm doing this.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah. Oh, God Almighty.
Okay. Hey, Grant, do you think maybe it's possible that me and you can have some sessions before you come back to the church and I can prepare you more?
Hey, man, listen, you have caught me at a really bad time, and I'm quite honestly just so frustrated. Like, I've never heard of a quiz like this. I'm really offended, to be honest with you. Like, do you guys not want me to go to your church anymore? Like, a matter of fact, dude, you should be calling my wife right now. She's black.
Well, she should already know the quiz question. You the one don't know. Why I'm going to call her? I should call you.
I am at work right now. I have a meeting to get to in just a minute. I don't know what you're doing. And I hold on a second. I have got to close my office door. This is so embarrassing. I have never ever received a phone call like this in my life. And you better be lucky. I mean, I want to talk to your pastor. I am going to talk to him next Sunday. No joke.
Well, I didn't mean for you to get hostile like that. I didn't mean to upset you or nothing like that. Well, can I say something else to you?
One last thing, and I have to go.
Okay. I just want to let you know that this is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your wife, Carolyn, got me to prank phone call you.
Shut up. Shut up. Oh, my God. I am so sorry. I am so sorry.
Are you good? You all right?
I'm all right, man. I'm all right. A little embarrassed, but I'm all right.
Grant, you got to do it for me one more time. Oh, Lord, good God Almighty.
Oh, Lord, oh, yeah, God Almighty.
Okay, man, look, do this for me. Tell me what is the baddest radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show, all the way.
Come on, Shirley. Will a man rob God?
Anyway, we've heard enough from you. Coming up next, Ask the CLO with our Chief Love Officer, Steve Harvey, in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, Essence reveals its sexiest men of the moment issue. See if you're in there, nephew.
Of the moment. That's all right. Interesting.
No, no, no. It could be for the moment, the year, the decade. You're going to be surprised.
We shall see. We shall see.
Rapper
two of us sitting here knowing Rapper, we ain't on the list.
Rapper DaBaby claims he was sexually assaulted and he posted the video to prove it. And attorney Ben Crump has inked a 7-figure deal. That's right, I said 7-figure deal to write a series of crime novels. That's all coming up at the top of the hour. But right now, it is time to Ask the CLO. This is from Stella in Fort Worth. Stella writes, my husband had a stack of ones in his gym bag, and he told me they're for the homeless people he passes on his way to the gym. My husband is not good-natured. So why did he have a bag full of dollars? Is he spending money at the gym?
Well, some of them people on the way home don't have clothes on.
Yeah.
He did not lie to you. On the way home, he uses them singles for people who need clothes.
Yeah.
And some of them people on his way to the house, I'm not saying where he stopped, to see all these people, but some of them people don't have clothes on, and he tries to reward them.
So he's not spending money at the gym.
No. The only time people ain't got no clothes on at the gym is they in locker room, and they in locker room they got membership.
All right, Stella. All right, moving on to Juan in Petersburg. Juan says, my wife and I haven't had sex since our son started walking because she's scared he'll walk in on us while we're having sex. I'm sure our 11-month-old won't know what we're doing if he does walk in on us, and would he be traumatized or not? That's the question.
Yeah, he's going to need a little therapy.
At 11 months?
Well, you know, first of all, your wife is lying to you.
Thank you.
You need to work through that. Y'all ain't having sex because he might walk in on you. Unless he's sleepwalking all night, then we don't have a problem. That's really your problem. Would he need therapy? Ain't it. Your baby, unless your baby's sleepwalking, this really ain't an issue. So, dog, you really need to find out. And it ain't really since the baby started walking. Come on now. I've heard a lot of stuff. You know, we ain't had sex since the baby started walking. Well, ain't y'all planning on baby to keep walking?
Yes.
Yeah, so
from
guess
now
what?
On.
Look like you out, homie. Now, it's unless she breaking this up in the periods, like the next time you have sex is when he start riding a 2-wheel bike. Then there's hope for you. But if she done based it just on the baby not walking, you out of luck. Because hopefully you have a healthy baby for years and years to come. And the baby will walk, cross stages, and graduate a few times and play sports and all of that. So, yeah.
Okay.
Find you somebody else, dog.
What?
It's a wrap. Yeah, oh, hell yeah.
Really?
Wow. I ain't having sex with you because the baby done started walking. Well, ain't the baby going to keep walking? Okay. Yeah, let's start this here right now.
So it's over.
Let's go, Shirley.
All right. You're done with that one. This is from Renee in Annapolis, who writes, I'm 33 years old and married. I had sex with my hairstylist. She also braids my husband's hair, so my husband has to sit in the same chair that me and the stylist had sex in. Do I have to find a new hairstylist, or should I find my husband a new one? What?
Ooh, that's a nasty
You know, chair. I don't... Well, how you ducking around what the deal is?
Yeah.
You're having sex with your hairstylist. Mm-hmm. In the chair that your husband get his hair braided in. Mm-hmm. Now, seeing as how your husband don't know this, I don't see what the problem is. But the problem is you and your hairstyling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Now, what you might be surprised when you find out is everybody been in that chair.
Ooh.
Hello.
There you go.
You might not be the only one doing the hairstyling, lady. Surprise.
Wee.
Yes.
This is too much.
Yeah, that is. Yeah, we all getting our hair done in this chair. Yeah, you don't see your husband going to get in no another chair, do you? Maybe he liked the chair.
I'm with Tommy.
Matter of fact, I hope he is. I hope he in that chair with you. Y'all doing the same person. Congratulations.
All right.
Junior, you drinking out of a coffee cup with a K on it. What's up with you, dog? Let me see that.
Oh, that's red on today, too?
His name is
Ken. And the K is red. He's drinking out of a red and white cup. Ain't playing today.
But his name is here. That starts with a K.
No, you're drinking a red and white cup on this show with a K on it, doggone. You're going to put your time in.
No one can see that but us.
No, we don't do that up in here. He know who the hell we is up in here.
I do know who y'all are.
We are.
Okay, bring another cup in here with a K on it.
Oh, my God.
Why don't you just put a diamond on the K, too, so we can be clear.
Oh, all right. Don't go there.
Moving on. Last one, Steve. This is from Cheyenne and Gretna.
Let's get it started in here.
Cheyenne says, I've been dating a man for 2 months, and I pulled up at his house and saw a mouse run by the side door. And I asked him if he has a problem with mice. He acted shocked and said it's the first time he's seen one. Do you think he has more mice?
Well, let me tell you something. If you saw that mouse in the daytime, broad daylight, let me tell you what's going to happen when it get dark outside.
What? Please. You have
it's going to be congested traffic in there at night. Woo! Remind me that time I spent that night at this comedian's house. Boy, let me tell you something. I sat up all night worrying about the mice in that house. It was so many mice in this house. They was everywhere.
No way.
I got a fold-away chair off the wall and set it up in the middle of the floor and put my feet up in the other fold-away chair because I needed to have something steel because they were climbing on couches, up the backs of curtains, across the top of the curtain rod, all over the door seal.
You're supposed to get out of there.
There is no...
Man, I'm sitting up in here, man. It was so many mice in there. Man, it looked like the 405 out in L.A.
Just that.
Get your ass out the way. Move over here. You can never get off me. You see me running over here? They were bumping up into each other. I said, God, I've never been so scared in my whole life. So is it some more mice? Ain't ever just one mice. Mice, matter of fact, is spelled plural. M-I-C-E, mice.
No.
It always more than one mice.
Broken up so fast. All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
There's a concert coming to town that I just have to see. He's one of my favorite artists. I already have my tickets front row. I bought the tickets months in advance. I'm so excited. When you want the best, you have to act quickly or someone else will get it instead. It's like if you're hiring for your business. You want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. So what's the best way to do that? ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter finds qualified candidates fast. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could. would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Well, the first issue of Essence Magazine's Sexiest Men of the Moment is being released this month, and the first May-June cover stars Damson Idris and Russell Wilson. Damson is pictured in a wine-colored leather suit, shirtless. Essence describes Damson as, take this Come in, on. The Come foundation on. Of a man. He stands 6'1", with deep auburn skin and a pearly smile that glistens like ultraviolet rays off charcoal mines in the deepest sands off the coast of Nigeria.
Oh, you better describe it, Essence. You better describe it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Come on, Franklin
Essence.
Saint.
A whole word.
It is that deep, says Essence.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
His charm is tangible. His infectiousness is palatable. His future is limitless.
Come
wow.
on, Essence.
Take a moment. Just
writers.
Take a moment okay. to sink all of that in.
I don't
in.
Think I ever been
yeah.
palatable. I don't know. I got uh-huh.
never will be.
It's a lot in that description, Tommy.
Yes, it is. His pearly smile that
Tommy,
glistens
describe
like
yours.
Ultraviolet
yours
rays.
Like? Oh man!
Come on, come on.
The
use your
I
words.
Am the Ivory Coast skin. I am the.
Say what, my precious? Girl.
Yeah. I'm the Ivory Coast glistening skin. I am the melon of a yellow meat watermelon. I am a, let me see. I'm a lot of good stuff. I am the cream of nature of lotion. I'm just, I'm so soothing. What am I? What else am I? I'm
like, I got it. You want me to give you one?
Come on, describe.
Go ahead, go ahead.
And then describe.
Make it sound good enough.
I'm the what? Abbreviation of meek.
Meek
little
meal?
Flower of stupidity of splendor.
What?
A microcosm
yeah.
of everything that is Idris.
Use bouquet. A bouquet of thoughts.
A boutonniere.
A boutonniere? I said bouquet.
That's too much, dog. You ain't
bouquet kidding. Is too big.
A boutonniere of wonderment.
Of what?
Okay.
Of
you
wonderment.
Use lavender. I like that. Use lavender.
Ooh, I love lavender.
A lavender of laughter.
Yeah. Like that. Yeah.
That was actually pretty good.
With
I don't
a
know what it means,
sprinkle
of
stupidity spread out.
Uh-huh. Bring it home.
Over everything.
Okay, now put
all right,
with,
all
use
right,
Eclipse.
All right, snap your fingers.
Use Eclipse. Use Eclipse.
Uh-huh. The size and height. Of a yardstick that has been eclipsed down to a foot and a half.
You better use your words.
Come on now. Whoa,
can
what
you
else
describe
you want?
Junior? Oh, wow. Here we go.
Another eclipse. Half moon. slowly moving into a full eclipse.
Help him out, Junior, like Tommy did. Well,
mine, I can describe me real fast. Go sit your funny-looking ass down over there. That's me.
Go sit your That's what you grew up with.
Funny-looking ass down over there.
He has come to the realization.
I just told y'all. Yeah. I know.
Nah, he ain't really come to the realization. He just tried to throw it out before you do it.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
Yeah.
I didn't picked up on that game.
Yeah, he did. That's why he wear a lot of hats.
Okay, well, now you describe your uncle, Tommy.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, let me see him.
The essence. Come on, get to it.
The essence of.
Let me show you what that S is.
A potato though. Formation.
Potato.
The caterpillar mustachical elegant.
That's the essence.
The essence. All right. Put some dollar signs in there. Put some money in there. Come on, get described.
Oh,
Put
he that. Is the cash flow of
okay.
loveliness.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Loveliness.
Uh-huh.
Yes,
I like
yes, yes. He is the silver dollar of of elegance. He is a roll of quarters.
Somebody want that?
Throw the chicken ass kids in and family.
All right, we're talking about the Essence magazine May-June issue of the sexiest men of the moment. We talked about Damson Idris.
Tommy ain't in there?
We also want to shout out our good friend, attorney Ben Crump. He's inked a 7-figure deal with Bantam Books to write a series of crime novels. The novels will center around the character Bo Lee Cooper, a black civil rights attorney that tackles heart-wrenching cases of corruption and injustice. The novels will highlight Crump's decades of courtroom experience. Thank you, attorney
Ben, stay
Crump.
Ready, though.
Oh, yeah. Steve.
Yeah, he does. He does. Congratulations to Ben Crump. We love you. Check this out, guys. The rapper DaBaby recently posted on IG that he was sexually assaulted, and he has the video to prove it. In the video, DaBaby is at a gas station sitting in his Rolls Royce with the driver's side door open when a lady, who's older than he is, asked him for a selfie. She then sits on his laps, takes a selfie. DaBaby called her out by saying, "You're sitting on my lap with it." Then you can hear the lady tell him, quote, "I want to effing F you." And after that, she got up and leaned into the car and groped his midsection. The video talked about all this. It displayed all this, the entire encounter. DaBaby said to his passenger sitting at his right, "She sexually assaulted me." Then he said, "Anything for you, auntie," before driving off. Wow.
Anything for you, auntie.
Yeah.
And drove off. That you killed the sexual assault right there. Sound like a lot like consent.
Coming up, Steve, the nephew has a question for you right after this.
Mm-hmm. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, Tommy has a question for you. What is it, Tommy?
Yeah, you know, I chose myself to ask this question because I just think it's long overdue. Man, do you like your radio family? I mean, I just want to know that. Do you like us? How do you feel about us?
Yeah, I love Carla and Shirley and Mississippi Monica. You, I don't care for.
But let me go a little further then. So I'm just curious why hasn't your family? We family. I mean, why haven't we been on Family Feud? I just don't understand it. Everybody else done been on Family Feud. Everybody. Shaq been on there. Cher Shepherd been on there. The list goes on. Anthony and his mom and them, they all been on there. Magic Johnson them been on there. We every day, we family all day, every day. Why, your radio family, why have we not been able?
Well, let me ask you a question. Seeing as how I'm going to host the show, because I have to by contract. Who do you propose to be the captain of the team?
Who the hell is asking the question right now? Who you think going to be the captain?
Oh.
That would be me, sir.
Well,
you going to lead us?
I'm the lead. I'm playing for the money at the end. I'm doing all that.
Here's what you need to find out is... What four other members of this radio show to stand behind you allow you to represent them as the leader? You need to go and find out how many people you can get to go on for that.
Right now.
Okay, let me go down the line.
Yeah, there you
Shirley,
go.
Start with Junior.
Okay, Junior. Don't mess this up, Junior. Junior, do you agree with me being the captain as we try to get on Family Feud as a radio family?
You can't lead me to freedom.
Well, I'll be
there. But you're already free.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Oh, that's like one no. Who you want to ask next? Ask Mississippi Monica.
Carry Mississippi Monica mic on. Mississippi, would you be, would you mind following me to Family Feud as I lead us to Family Feud?
How about I stand on the side and produce you?
That's not answering the question.
Let's go with Shirley. Shirley,
do you have a problem with me being the leader?
We want to win, right? Well, ultimately, that's our goal.
Damn.
Carla.
Carla.
Yes.
Thank you. See, she said yes. She said yes.
All right.
How many of you all would do it if I was on the family and I could do the family?
Yeah, without hesitation.
Well, there you go.
Hell with
good
all
answer.
Of y'all.
Good answer.
Hell with all of y'all.
Go ahead, Ross.
Coming up in 34 minutes after the hour, Roscoe Wallace in the building right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Carla, what are you and Roscoe up to this morning? You're going back and forth about something.
Girl.
We're going morning, everybody.
Hey, Roscoe.
Roscoe. You know what time of time we're going with you, player?
What it do, big man?
Junior.
The man.
Roscoe, my hero.
Dude, what old lady, what's going on? What you got from, what's going on, Carla?
Hey, Roscoe, what's going on?
Ain't nothing, baby. Ain't nothing going on except me.
I know that's right. All right, Roscoe, I want to do something different today.
Okay.
I want to do Double Play Friday.
Double Play Friday.
I'm going to give you an artist.
Give me
two titles, songs. I want you to sing them back to back.
Oh, okay. I got to make sure I know them now.
You're
going to
know them.
I wrote so many. Go ahead. I don't listen to you.
I'm going
to
take you back. The Dramatics. The first one is In the Rain. All these stories.
I want to go outside.
You don't even let me.
Who the sound? In the rain. It may sound crazy, but I want to go outside.
Who the sound?
Oh, Lord. In the rain. What else you need?
What you see?
What you see?
Yeah.
Is what you get. A real love in what you see is what you get now, baby. And real is the best thing yet. The best thing yet. Oh! Dun-dun-dun, 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 dun-dun-dun. Oh, you know some people
are
made of plastic.
You know some people
are made of wood. Some people have hearts of stone. You know, let me tell you the last line. Some peep are up to no good.
Yeah, I love it, Roscoe.
All day,
baby. All right, here we go.
I'm hot now.
You hot, you on fire.
Yeah, what is good?
Double Play Friday, Roscoe, Stevie Wonder.
As around the sun, there's no sheet revolving.
Come on, boy.
And the seasons know to bloom in early May. Just as kindness knows no shame, know through all your joy and pain that I'll be loving you always.
Come on, Roscoe.
And if tomorrow reveal the mystery of tomorrow.
Yeah. Sing it.
Passing will grow older every day.
Uh-huh.
Sing.
So I know deep in my mind this love of me I've left behind. Yeah. And I'll be loving you always until the day is night and night becomes the day.
On,
always until the trees and seas just open fly away. Always until the parrots live and dolphins live at sea. Always until you dream of life and life becomes a dream. Did you know the true love has
a love? What happened?
Shut up, boy. So Ryan Extraordinaire.
Just go. Stevie Wonder, All I Do.
All I do is think about you. I think about you, baby.
What was that?
Too much for you, babe. I know it all. I play the music in the middle of the day.
All right, let's get one more win. Double Play Friday. Let's end this thing. Bill Withers, Lovely Day. And then
a lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. Lovely day. A lovely day. Trying to hit him quick, last one.
Who is he and what?
Doom, 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 doom. A man we pass just try to steer me down. Doom, 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 doom. And when I looked at you, you looked at the ground. Let me speed it up. I don't know who he is, but I bet that you do.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. And the subject is, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get into that, find out what that's all about. But right now, the nephew is here with today's prank phone call. Nephew, what you got for us?
Well, you know, it's tax time coming up. Y'all do know that, right? It's right around the corner.
Monday.
Right around the corner. That's right. And, you know, desperate measures mean a lot at some time. So, you know, is it possible that can I claim your child? Is that all right? Hey, we in desperate times right now, okay? Can I claim your child? Just to help me out a little bit on my taxes. That's all I need. You got a few of them over there. Let me have one of them.
Let me hold one, man.
Let me just to claim this on these taxes, man. Let's go, cat dog. Can I claim your child? April 15th is on the way.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach Devin. Devin's.
Yeah, this is him.
Hey, Devin, how you doing, man? My name is Curtis, man. Curtis. I was trying to reach out to you. Your son, he plays basketball with my nephew, man. Your son is the one that's on the Blazers Little League basketball team, right?
Yeah, he plays for the Blazers. Everything all right?
Yeah.
Okay with my boy?
Yeah. Everything good, man. You know, they got a game Saturday and everything. I seen you a couple of times, man, at the game. I don't know if you remember me, man. Light skinned brother, about 6 foot.
Yeah, I probably met you. You know, I'd be so intense with the game, but yeah, what's going on?
Well, actually, man, I wanted to holler at you about your son, man. Are you working right now? Are you currently working?
Am I working? But yeah, I am working actually. I mean,
you have a steady job, is what I'm asking.
I mean, yeah. What you getting at though? Like, you know, I thought you were calling about the basketball team, like uniforms. I know we got a game Saturday. You know, sometimes they want donation for sneakers and all that. Like, you know.
No. What I was asking, so I mean, you got a regular 9-to-5 job you go to all the time.
Yeah, I got a 9-to-5. I mean, things is kind of crazy, but hours is kind of short. But, you know, I still work. I mean, while I was going on, you need a job or something?
No. I'm just checking, man. See, what I wanted to get at you about, man, is seeing, are you gonna claim your son on your income tax this year?
Hold on, bro. Now, you said, am I going to claim my son on my taxes this year?
Right. I mean, like, you know, as a dependent.
Bro, you asking some real personal questions now. You know, like, you the guy that, you just said you know me from the basketball team that my son play on, Blazers, you know, and now you done jumped from the Blazers to do I claim my son on my taxes and do I have a steady income? I mean, like, you know, yeah, I got a steady income, and I'm claiming my son. What you trying to get at, bro?
Well, see, man, what I was thinking, you know, I just wanted to read. You seem like a cool dude when I saw you at the gym, man. What I was going to ask you, bro, is, you know, see, right now, man, when I get through with my taxes and stuff, I'm going to have to owe about $800. But now, see, if I claim a child as my dependent, man, they going to give me about $2,300. You see what I'm saying? And what I wanted to get at you about, man, is, you know, you let me claim as my son, you know, so I can go and get this good money.
Hold up, bro. I mean, with all due respect, bro, you talking about you want to claim my son on taxes. Hold on, bro. I don't even know you. You know, you're talking about you seeing me at my son's basketball game. You might be the police for all I know, bro. You sound like the police.
No. It ain't. Ain't nobody gonna come at you sideways like that, man. I ain't trying to come like what I'm trying to say, man. Dog, they finna hit me off with this 800. Well, see, I can get 2300, man. I kick you down 250. You understand what I'm saying, man? Everybody cool.
250? You crazy? Now you sound like a joke, bro. Because now you're insulting me. You're telling me you want to claim my style for some where you owe money. I don't even know you, fool. So I can make 250. Bro, I ain't trying to be on no bro, but when I claim my kids, I'm getting the same exact price you getting. I'm getting 2300 too. So what the I look like taking $200 from I don't know. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but I'm the one stuck over here paying the 800, man. I'm just acting like asking you to look out for a brother, man. You say?
Out.
Yeah.
Look out. You know, my check been cut from 40 hours a week to 13 hours a week, and I still got these little asking me for Jordan. Michael Jordan, they never put a dime.
That's why I'm trying to hook you up with 250, man. Damn, you don't even see a good thing when it's coming at you, bro.
Bro, I don't know what you talking about, bro. No 250, bro. When I claim these two little I'm getting $2,300 a piece, bro. What you think I'm gonna take 250 from you for? I don't even know you like that.
So, man, you ain't got it. You ain't got a trip,
I understand,
man.
If you was my bro, you my peoples, you know, maybe we could do a little something. I can understand that. But, bro, you ain't gonna give me no 250 when I'm getting the same thing they offering you, 2,300. This government money, bro.
So what is I'm supposed to do? What am I supposed to do, Devin? Tell me that.
I mean, bro, what you supposed to do is go have your seed, claim that little every year, and you'll get what I get for these little that I'm feeding and clothing every day. That's what you're going to have to do. My hours done got cut from 40 to 15 hours a week. I had to go pick me up a little side hustle. You understand? You got to change your ways. You out here trying to get me locked up for a government scam.
Bro. All I'm trying to do, man, is get this 800 off my back, dog. That's all I'm trying. Man, ain't nobody trying to get no trouble, man.
Bro, you still talking about getting you 800 and getting me locked up. Now, you got me up. I'm out here working hard to support my kids, man.
Man, I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more, man. I ain't finna sit here and go through this with you no more. Is you gonna help me with this money or not?
Bro, I ain't helping you with bro.
I need...
And when I see you on Saturday, bro, I'm gonna you up, bro. I promise you, bro.
I need your son's social security number right now. That's what I need.
Bro, let me tell you something, bro. What you look like, bro? You said you're a light-skinned and you're going about 6 foot. Bro, when I see you, when I step in that gymnasium, bro, I'm on your bro.
You ain't on my, you ain't on
Blazers. I'm going to blaze them Lakers, bro.
You better bring that damn social security number.
I think it's a game. I'm going to come find them.
Okay, cool. I got one more thing I need to say to you. Is you listening to me?
I don't even know why this is on my phone, bro. Why I'm even talking to this fool.
I got one more thing I need to say to you, man. Is you listening to me?
Say your last statement you want on your tombstone, bro.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked, baby.
Who is this?
This Nephew Tommy, man. What's up, Devin?
What's up, fool? You got me out here going crazy,
hey,
bro.
Man, you got, hey, do you got a boy that you work with named?
Yeah, crazy.
Put me up to this, man.
Man, I'm a beat when I get to work tomorrow, man.
Keep doing what you're doing. We need good daddies in the world, brother.
Man, thank you, bro. Yeah.
Hey, one more thing, man. I got to ask you. You got to tell me, man, what is the baddest radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, brother. Y'all crazy, man. I'm a beat.
Just claim the child real quick. Y'all good?
Child. Taxman cometh.
Taxman cometh. Yes. Taxman cometh. And I cometh for one of your babies. Is that all right? All right.
No, it's not all right.
Carla, you know, if y'all don't mind, you and Tosh, you know, if it's cool, you know, maybe we can work out a little something.
Boy. We need more kids. Can we get one of yours? We only got one. Looking at you.
Well, everybody wants a kid, holler at me.
Okay.
That's what we need, Dolly and Steve.
You're right.
Next week, April 19th to 20th, The Nephew is coming to town. April 19th to 20th, Baltimore, Maryland, The Comedy Factory, backed by popular demand. The Nephew is coming. Tickets on sale right now. Come on, B-Mo. Let's do the doggone thing. I know y'all been going through a little something. So come on over and get your laugh on, man.
All right, Nephew. Thank you. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get into it right after this.
My daddy, dog?
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, Nephew. Subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 56 years old, and my husband will turn 75 in May. My husband is a great provider and great daddy, but I don't get butterflies when I'm with him, like I did in the beginning. I will admit he wooed me with expensive things, and I was caught up at first. We met and got married all within a year. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. He comes over to the house and we have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. We've fallen asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband doesn't even see what's happening between us. My stepson said he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. I reminded him that he's only a few years younger, and he said I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I needed help planning his dad's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome and he smelled so good. His hug wasn't a normal stepson hug, and we blushed when the waiter called us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious that we look good together. After lunch, he texted me to say that he had a great time and he said that I give great hugs. I wanted to tell him I give great everything, but I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Please stop. Please stop this.
Crazy.
Please. I mean, really, this is wrong on so many levels. And you know this. That may sound like judgment from me, and I don't even care about that. It's not judgment. It's just a simple matter of right and wrong. Family is and should be off limits. And why is it that we always want something we can't have? Seriously, come on now, lady. This man is your husband's son. He's your husband's son. And yes, your husband is 75 and much older than you, but he's still alive. He's still your husband. What are you doing? At least give your husband the respect he deserves. Do not do this to him. Don't do this to his son. His son is out of line, too. You need to sit down, but you need to sit down. I don't like any of this. I don't like what you're doing. You need to leave your stepson alone and stop doing this to your husband. This is so crazy right here. This makes me so angry, Steve.
Well, Shirley says something that hinges on the facts of this whole letter. Shirley said this line right here. He's still alive. And that is what hinges on this whole letter. He is still alive, referring to her, the 56-year-old woman's 75-year-old husband. He is still alive. The question beckons now, how long? Now, let's read the letter. Shirley posed the question and made the statement, he is still alive. The question I propose is, how long? So now let's read the letter. Based on this letter, it's filled with discrimination. I have been accused of fat shaming, and now I'll be accused of age discrimination. I'm in the middle. She 56, he 75, I'm 67. I'm right in the middle of this mess. I'm damn near both of them. Here I go. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 56-year-old. My husband turned 75 in May. My husband's great provider and great daddy. Here's a key line. I don't get butterflies when I'm with him like I did in the beginning. Quit looking for butterflies. He's 75. Start looking for moths. What you need to quit doing is quit looking for butterflies. He don't, them ain't butterflies no more. Them is moths. Fat, fluffy ass moths.
You're stupid.
Great big old moths. Wool-eating ass moth. Hungry ass moth. Butterflies fly like this. Butterflies flutter. They go up and down, change direction. Moths just come in and land on stuff. So let's stop looking for the butterflies you used to feel when you first met him. He's 75. He don't make butterflies no more. Them is moths. I will admit he wooed me in the beginning with expensive things, and I was caught up at first. We met, got married all in a year. See, you was thirsty then. You was thirsty. You saw that lifestyle and went for it. I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. Now I want my stepson more than I want my husband. He's a 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. And you're a 56-year-old married woman that's a big flirt. He come over to the house. We have a good time together while my husband sit in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and I enjoy the same wines, foods, movies, and podcasts. Because you listen to podcasts don't make you young. I just want to point that out. You try to throw that in like y'all doing some real young stuff. We like the same movies, food, wine, and podcasts. We fall asleep together on the couch watching TV, and my husband don't see what's happening. Your husband might not see what's happening, but you do. You've been eyeing him since your wedding day.
Hang on, Steve.
I'll be back.
Yeah. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I'm falling for him, not his daddy. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. I'm falling for him, not his daddy.
56-year-old woman that married this 75-year-old man. Now she's saying she don't feel butterflies no more. I reminded her that he's 75. Stop looking for butterflies.
Don't say that again.
Start looking for moths. Moths. Big, fat, fluffy, furry.
We get it.
Moths. I will admit he wooed me with expensive things. I was caught up. We met, got married all within a year. And I didn't snap back into reality until I met my stepson at our wedding a year ago. On your wedding day, your trifling behind snapped back to reality by realizing you was marrying this old man because if he could buy you expensive things. Now you say you want your stepson more than you want your husband. 52-year-old bachelor and a big flirt. Come over to the house. We have a good time together while my husband sits in the den glued to the TV. My stepson and his son and I enjoy the same movies, wines, foods, podcasts. Y'all that fell asleep together on the couch watching TV and my husband don't even see what's happening. Yeah, but you do though. You see what's happening. And you saw what you wanted to happen on your wedding day. When you met your stepson on your wedding day. My stepson says that he hopes he can meet a woman like me that's smart, pretty, and sexy after age 50. Then you reminded him he's only a few years young, and he said, I look better than most of the ladies his age. I made up an excuse to have lunch with him yesterday. I told him I need to plan his daddy's birthday party, so he agreed to meet me. He was so handsome, and he smelled so good. See, now let's quit talking about smell, because him and his daddy smell different. Yeah. Oh, see, the young boy smell like it's cologne. Dandy. His daddy smell like medicine. So they're two different smells.
She didn't say that.
One of them smell like a field outside. The other one smell like inside a hospital.
I hate you.
Yeah.
I hate you right now.
Yeah. One of them smell like he 50, so he wear old ass cologne. One of them smell like Halston. The other one smell like Icy Hot. Yeah. One of them in there smelling like, what's another? Fahrenheit. That's another old cologne.
Uh-huh.
He in there smelling like Ben Gay.
You know what? You have made your point.
Yeah.
And with you.
That young dude in there smelling like lotion. Your husband in there smell like salve. Old ass salve. Yeah.
When have you heard that word?
Yeah. That young boy rubbing butt baby oil on his chest. Your husband got Vicks Vapor Rub on his. It's two different smells. One of them oily, one of them thick and gummy. Yeah. Yeah, your little 50-year-old, he taking pills to help his night out. Uh-huh. Viagra, Cialis. Your husband in there taking nitroglycerin. He trying to stay in this world.
Wait a minute.
He taking stuff to jumpstart his heart, make his heart.
Yeah.
Them two different pills. One of the pills you can do without, the other one he can't miss.
Oh, Lord.
So, yeah. He was so handsome, he smelled so good. His hug wasn't like the normal stepson either. Yeah, that's why his hugs is different. Because he see, he hugging. Your husband falling on you. So you hug that 70-year-old, it turned from a hug to a hold me up right quick. It's two different things.
Wait a minute, it went from a hug to a what?
From
a hug
to a hold me up.
Could not with you.
Hug me and hold me up is two different things. And we blush when the waiter called us Mr. and Mrs. King. It's obvious we look good together. Well, it's hard to look good with your husband because there's too much stuff in the picture.
What do you mean?
Hey, y'all sitting over there taking a picture in the chair, but you can see the handlebars from his hover round over there. In the See, that's what you don't know. Now you think you don't look good together. Y'all sitting there taking a picture. Y'all taking a picture, but you can see the walker right next to the chair. You can see that. And just kind of take away from the picture.
Uh-huh.
You know. You know, you sitting up there, y'all in the chair, but you can see the cane. It ain't no Ron Isley cane. This that cane that you get at CVS, the brown one with the black grip on the end of it. He got one of them crutches in the picture with the arm brace on it.
He's just 75.
That's what's wrong, though. After lunch, he texted me and said we had a great time, and he said that I give a great hug. I wanted to tell him I give great everything. So what did you say with your nasty ass?
Yeah.
But I didn't. Should I cut the BS and tell him I'm falling for him, or should I wait so he can make the first move? Do you hear that question?
Mm-hmm.
Either way in this question, she know it's going down. She's planning on it going down. She just want to know, should she say it or wait on him to say it? But it's going down. The decision has been made. You've chosen the stepson on wedding day versus his old ass daddy.
Leave your comments on today's strawberry letter.
Leave all his money to his nurse.
at Steve Harvey FM, and check us out on the Strawberry Letter podcast on the free iHeartRadio app. Coming up next, it is Junior in Sports Talk.
And the nurse being a right lot of the pictures, this. Too, that's another thing.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for Junior and Sports Talk. What you got, Junior?
The Masters is all weekend. We trying to see if Tiger Woods can get this sixth jacket. But you know what Tiger thinks? He thinks Rory McIlroy could be the favorite to win.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be his first jacket. But just for Tiger to say that, that's how cool Tiger is. He going to give credit to somebody else. He got five of them. I guess, you know, six wouldn't hurt.
Let's get six.
Let's go and get to
see. No, he's just talking. He don't want Roy to win. He want to win.
He's just saying something.
He's just saying it. Yeah.
Oh, he's man. The GOAT. He's the GOAT.
He is, man. He is. So we're really hoping for that, man. John Calipari left the University of Kentucky and went to the University of Arkansas to be the head basketball coach. You know, University of Kentucky lost to Oakland in the first round of the NCAA tournament. But he got a five-year, $7 million deal. I wouldn't be mad. But take a listen to what he said about his team.
Say, well, rebuild. Yeah, there may not be a roster. I got to put a roster together. No, you're laughing. That's not funny. I just met with the team. There were three guys in there. And they were in the portal.
That's it.
No, that's wow. Real dog.
Ain't that crazy?
They only have one player from last year. One player, and he was a walk-on.
Yeah.
Ain't they have no on? Players at Arkansas.
None.
Really?
No player.
Wow.
And is this transfer portal, man, is this like the new way we're going to have to start doing basketball? Because these NIL deals, are they affecting
rock?
No,
it is. It's the way it is now. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's why Nick Saban quit, because he don't know how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
See, Nick Saban had to leave because he old school. He wants supreme command. Now, he can't control them kids. He got to get out.
He's done.
And then, you know, kids ain't coming over there if they ain't got no deal. If there's some money on the table, they gonna want the money.
Well, see, they got money at Arkansas, though. They could draw money because that boy, Tyson Chicken, is there.
Yeah, yeah. I'm telling you, man. They gonna have a lot.
Oh, that's so what Tyson, that's where that chicken place
yeah,
is.
Yeah, see, and that dude run everything at Arkansas. Oh, he the biggest. He the biggest supporter. They gonna get players.
They gonna get some players.
And who you know don't eat chicken?
Yeah. Walmart in Arkansas too. Walmart.
Boy, stop.
Some yeah. money down there. Also, man, Dak Prescott could be out in Dallas as he does not have a contract past this season. They say Dallas could be in the market looking for a quarterback this draft. So, you know,
they just said that on Sports Center yesterday, Junior. But they got who they gonna get?
Oh man, we gonna have to see, huh? That's when the draft get there. When the draft,
who looking good.
Good
though? Who looking real good though?
Ooh, who, Tommy?
Ooh, Houston,
looking real good. We had that same Super Bowl title put on us. Be careful.
Go ahead,
I had that before.
All right, Junior. Thank you. Coming up at the top of the hour, a man is mad after his brother-in-law is seasoned his ribs. Oops, he needs some advice, Steve. I know you're the man for that right after this.
You don't touch my meat.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
The virus that causes shingles is sleeping in 99% of people over 50. It's lying dormant, waiting, and it could reactivate at any time. And while not everyone at risk will develop shingles, it strikes as a painful, blistering rash that can last for weeks. Think you're not at risk for shingles? It's time to wake up, because shingles could wake up in you. If you're over 50, talk to your doctor or pharmacist about shingles prevention.
Okay, Steve, this is from Karamo in Green Bay, who says, my wife has a younger brother that is a spoiled 35-year-old bachelor, and he thinks he has free reign at our house. I'm tired of him using our house as a crash pad. He brings his dates to our house for drinks before a date so he can save money. The final straw was Sunday when he seasoned my ribs and started up my grill while I ran out to the store. I cursed him out because he should know not to ever touch a man's meat. My wife said I better apologize. That's never happening. How do I get her to understand what he did to me?
Why don't he apologize?
Is that true? I never heard that.
Yeah, you in another man's house. It's whatever the man rule is, that's what you got to go by. You don't come here, you don't cut my grill on, you don't season my meat, you don't live here, man. Matter of fact, why are you opening the refrigerator?
Why are you
I got
here?
Rules in my house, man. I had an employee one time open my refrigerator because he wanted a bottle of water. My son saw him and said, hey, man. And I just happened to be coming in the kitchen. He said, hey, man, my daddy don't play that. I came in the corner, he shut the refrigerator. I said, yo, man, what you doing? Mm-hmm. Oh, I got me some water. Out the refrigerator? Dog, I got all these cups on this table, these plastic solo cups. I even bought all these solo cups because I knew y'all was over here. Got them in the party pack with the different colors on them so you keep track of your glass. And I got filters on all these fountains at this house right here. Show ass some water. I said, man, how you opening my refrigerator without asking me? He said, oh, Mr. H, I'm sorry, man. I didn't know you was going to trip about me opening the refrigerator. I said, you don't open my refrigerator. You don't stay here. Dog, you just came from outside. You didn't even wash your hands. What you doing in my refrigerator, man?
That was,
Well, that wasn't it, but it stacked up.
Strong.
Okay. After
came in the house. Let me tell you what else his food did. Had his shirt wide open. Walks in my house to use the bathroom. I got bathrooms outside.
Yeah.
He goes in my house with the cigar in his hand. Marjorie don't let me do this. He's standing at the foot of the step barefoot with his shirt open, with the pants on, talking on his cell phone, holding that cigar.
Ooh.
Went to say, hey, man, when my daddy see you, and sure enough, here I came. I said, oh, you little fat, stupid fool. No, bro. Everything in the man's house is his rule. You ain't got to apologize to this dude. He need to apologize for you. He need to understand you can't go over another man's house. I don't care if your sister do live here. It's this man's house. It's one king of the castle, and it's one queen of the castle.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. His sister's mad, though, because it's her brother, and he cursed her brother.
I don't give a damn
out,
who so he is.
Yeah.
Your brother can get cussed out. What?
Bro.
He's not immune to it, Tommy.
No.
She's mad about it, so. All right. I think we have time for another one. This is from Tessa in Oak Park. Tessa says, I'm a massage therapist and I do in-home massages. My husband's insecurity got the best of him and he went through my phone and saw my schedule. He saw that my 3 p.m. appointment was someone named Stevie and he assumed it was a man and he showed up at Stevie's house ready to raise hell. Her husband greeted him at the door. I have never been more ashamed. Can I justify putting a passcode on my phone, or should my husband be able to check my phone? Wow.
Damn, Tom.
Well, I mean, you could put a passcode on your phone, but the dude is messing up your business.
Yeah.
You know, you got to settle down, dog. You got to settle down. And plus, now you done went over somebody's house?
Acting a fool.
See, bro, you don't even know how this would go.
Yeah.
Went over Stevie.
You go over another man's house. Stevie's husband came to the door. Butch came to the door. Butch got attitude.
Wow, yeah, that's crazy.
Insecure.
Very much so. All right, coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It's spring, and that means it's road trip time. And according to a recent poll of 2,000 American drivers, 75% of the people polled would rather drive than fly. Only 22% want to fly to their vacation destination. Road trippers say the best things about traveling by car is seeing new landscapes, listening to music, and enjoying the feeling of driving. So what do you prefer, driving or flying, Steve? And what's the longest
road trip? Driving, no damn. Well, I lived in Carthage 2 years. I seen all scenery out there. I wouldn't see. Most of the scenery I saw, I couldn't afford. I wish the hell I would get in another damn car. Driving, got to be seeing nothing, man. I can't afford none of this mess right here. All them ponds I was looking at, getting out fishing, getting kicked off people's property and stuff. All them signs driving by, can't stay at that hotel, that's too high. Driving around, burning up all my gas, trying to find a damn Motel 6 so I can at least get somewhere to take a shower for $16.95. No. Hell no. Fly me. I done seen the Smokies. I done drove across the desert. I done drove across the painted desert through the Smokies, one of the most beautiful scenes. I done drove down the Everglades. I done drove my car everywhere. I ain't got to see nothing. I drove over that dead ass Kansas, all them damn wheat fields. I'm talking about driving where you don't see a hill, slope. No. Anybody else want to drive? Be my guest. Give me a damn ticket.
All right, coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
And it's time now for a round of Would You Rather. Would you rather connect your phone to Alexa at home or have no sex for a year?
If we connect our phone,
hello,
we don't have no sex for a year.
Hello.
I let the fellas go. Go ahead.
What's the hesitation?
What do you mean?
You thinking about it?
I'm not going out sex for a year.
Would you rather connect your phone to Alexa?
Well, connect it then.
Connect it and put it on mute.
We do something.
I can't connect my phone.
Steve?
So that's not going to happen.
Okay. So you're going to go without sex for a year?
Well, I'm going to say I'm going to go, but I'm going to beg you to have to death. I'm going to put some pressure on you. We're going to be doing a whole lot of spooning.
All right. Would you rather stare at the sun during an eclipse, which we just had earlier this week on Monday, or would you rather gaze lovingly into your ex's eyes?
Y'all bring this.
Well, both of them bring about blindness, so you just depend on how you want to go.
Both of them hard on the eyes. Both of them.
All right. Would you rather go to the summer games?
See if it's true. I don't think it's a complete blindness. I see a lot.
Would you rather go to the summer games?
Huh?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Every now and then, huh? All right. Would you rather go to the summer games in Paris, or would you rather go to Paris Fashion Week? Wow. Steve, you're Paris fashion guy.
Week. Yeah, Paris Fashion Week.
Fashion Week. I've never been to one of those.
Really? I'm surprised.
Go to Fashion Week.
I haven't been one.
Keep it pimping. Come up in that front row, sit up in that leg crawl, looking like somebody. You know what I'm saying?
Dress right next to Kim Kardashian.
No. Kim Kardashian, okay. They got nothing on my wife, dog. Nothing. Nothing. Marjorie Harvey be on that front row. Know that.
All right. Would you rather a wife that's 6 feet tall and slim, or a wife that's 5'4" and curvy?
I'm going to go with that
tall
slim.
Tall and slim, or?
Tall and slim.
Dog, she's 6 feet, Tommy.
I don't care.
You need to. Well, you finna find out what you like real quick.
Rather than curvy?
Wow. How many
when you say curvy, what you mean? Like, you mean heavy?
That's kind of...
Curvy means curves. She's got curves going on.
Well, you know, our wives got waist. That now. So what are you talking about? And they 5'4".
I got them now.
Now, if you're talking about just gigantic.
All right.
Talking about 5'4",
no,
230.
I didn't say anything about That's today's round of Would You Rather. We'll just leave it right there. Coming up, our last break of the day, and we'll close out the show with the one and only Steve Harvey right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, guys, here we are. Last break of the day. This is Friday. Ooh, we made it.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a good day. Woo. We made it.
You know something? I got closing remarks. It's all.
Okay.
Because this is something that I've had to grapple with myself. You know, what stops a lot of people from succeeding is procrastination. Procrastination is a success killer. If you keep putting off the start of anything, you never begin the process. And trying to find the perfect reason, the perfect timing, the perfect day to start something, the answer to that for me is now. Because I've looked for those in the past and I just ain't came up with them. I haven't come up with the perfect time, the perfect day, the perfect, the time is now. A lot of my success has been because I started now. Now, I'll admit this also. A lot of my failures have been because I started now. Not saying that I didn't work through it the right way or do my due diligence. I'm not talking about that. It's just everything you start is not going to be a success. You have to start the process anyway, because all of your failures will lead you to a success. See, every time you fail at something, it's not a failure. It's a gain, learn, valuable experience. And people don't look at it that way. They look at failure as finite, as the end, a finale. And it's not. Everybody fails. That's the way it works. But I promise you this, if you don't start, that you are going to fail. Stop procrastinating. Stop putting it off. I'll give you an example. I was sitting in my hotel the other day, and it's been like I got a few days off before I go back to work, right, out here in L.A. And I enjoy my quiet time because I really do enjoy being by myself. You know, my wife is off doing something with some family members, and so I'm out here. And so I spend a lot of time by myself, and it's perfectly fine. Because I enjoy being by myself. But I got into this thing where I was just eating bad. I was just ordering stuff just because I hadn't done it in a while. Give me a pizza. Give me some chicken wings. Man, they got M&M's in the snack bar. I'm eating them. And finally, I just went, hey, man, oh, Steve, where you going, man? You done got your weight down. You're doing good, man. Get a grip on yourself. And instead of saying, when I get back home, I'm going to start again. No, I start now. I got up, threw out all the M&M's, took them candy bars, got rid of them, called and told the people, bring me extra whole fruit and bring me some nuts. So if I'm going to sit up and snack, I'm going to eat some fruits or some nuts, some raw nuts. And I just started. Because listen to me, I have learned when you delay, you put it off, man. You find another reason to put it off. Because delaying and procrastination is habit forming, man. Because you can justify anything. I ain't got to do that today. I don't have to work out today. I could start next Monday. Well, when next Monday get here, might as well start Thursday because we got to do all this work on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Then Thursday get here, man, I'm going into the weekend. Let me enjoy this last weekend. I'll get started again on Monday. Then Monday get here, and then you go, hey, you know what, man, maybe tomorrow. And then guess what? Something happens tomorrow, and next thing you know, you've never started. Stop procrastinating. Make now the destination. Make now the perfect timing, because there is no more perfect time than now, because now is all you really have. You can make a decision about now and it sticks and holds, because now is what we have. Now, do it now, y'all. Procrastination is the biggest killer for success. It just kills success. Stop. Stop doing it to yourself. And procrastination only hurts you. Folks, I am telling you, we have got to get going. You have got to get started. And it's just, listen, man, pay attention to the voice that's inside you. Your voice inside you wants to be happy. The voice inside you wants to be successful. It really does. And it beckons and it calls you all the time. Stop listening to that other voice who has one job: to rob you of your destiny. Stop allowing that counter voice to take control. Listen to that inner voice, the righteous side, the good side of you, and start. Stop procrastinating. I'm telling you, man, I've had to tell myself that over and over and over. I'll tell you something else I was going through. I just couldn't get motivated. I'd been out the country and I came back home and the jet lag was beating me up. And it lasted a little bit longer than I thought. I was jet lagged for like 7 days. And I was sitting up in here, man, and I was trying to get motivated. And I told my sons and I told my trainer, I'm just not motivated to work out right now. I got to get back. I'm looking for motivation. And I started talking to my staff about it. And my staff started saying stuff. Mr. Harvey, you look fine now, man. You look great. Don't do nothing. My trainer called me up the next morning and said, hey, man, don't listen to them people. That ain't where you at in your life, and that ain't where you trying to be. So why you listening to them? He said, come on, man, let's get at it. And guess what? I started now. I started right then. So just start, everybody. Stop procrastinating. It'll serve you well. Those are my closing remarks today. Hope you have a great day today. Here's one way to have a great day. Talk to God today. He would absolutely love to hear from you. It don't matter if it's been a while. Just start talking to him. He's available 24/7. Peace.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Life is full of unexpected moments, from car repairs to vet bills. Aspire Credit Card is there for you. The Aspire Cashback Rewards Card empowers you to manage everyday needs and surprises while rewarding you with 3% cashback rewards on gas, groceries, and utilities, plus 1% on all other eligible purchases. Worried about your credit? With Aspire, less than perfect credit is okay. And you can see if you pre-qualify without affecting your credit score. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify. Accept it at your favorite stores where you use MasterCard. Visit Aspire.com and see if you pre-qualify today. Build, grow, aspire.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.